Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and Peace, Heart to Heart, encourages women from all stations of life and from every nook and cranny of our world from a biblical perspective.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another segment of the reading from Shattered Vows by Debbie Lacer. Before we get started, however, I would just like to say how good it is to be able to speak with you. I've been back on the East Coast, excuse me, yet again. And it's been such a privilege to visit with my dear mother, as well as my sister and brother. This was a turbulent visit, however. I just want to say that for all of you who knew and offered prayer for us, I thank you. I am amazed at God's goodness and direction. Mom has been in and out of the hospital inside of a month. She had two hospital visits, and then we had to transfer her from her assisted living memory care facility to a rehab, highly skilled facility. And again, it was touch and go. But I'm grateful that I had the experience because it brought me not only closer to God, but closer to my mom. And when I say that, it's not like my mom and I have an estranged relationship. We have a close relationship. And yet it brought me closer to her. I don't know if it would even be possible from her point of view for us to be any closer. My mom has been a devoted mother all of her life for all five of her children. And she is just quite a specimen to see. We will all die if the Lord doesn't come back before our death. We know that. But it's just been recently that I realized how empty this world will be, and certainly how empty my heart will be when she's no longer here, if indeed she precedes me, because we know that that's not necessarily what will happen as well. But the verse that I have chosen for today's lead into the segment, it comes from Psalm 46:10. And before I took this last trip to Connecticut, God implanted this verse on my heart. And it says, "Be still and know that I am God." He didn't want me fretting. And as much as I thought I wasn't, I came to see that I was. And although I don't detect that I am, perhaps I still am. And this verse applies to all of us who want to model our lives after God and who want to truly trust Him and put our life circumstances in His hands, no matter what that might look like. And so I say again, from the Word of God, be still and know that He is God. Even in a situation where your heart or my heart might have been broken because of infidelity. Today, looking at part five of What Do I Do Now? Because My Heart Is Broken. The healing journey, as shared with us by our author, involves three components. They are my safe place, his safe place, and our safe place. Debbie Lazer states, the kind of help that will transform your pain has three critical components. To understand how essential each component is, imagine a three-legged stool. The stool represents your marriage, and each leg represents one vital component of the help you need to recover from sexual betrayal. The first, my safe place. The first leg is your safe place to share your feelings and work on your woundedness. His safe place. The second leg is your husband's place to work on his consequences, trauma, feelings, and commitment to new behavior. The third leg is a place where the two of you, as a couple, can talk about your ongoing issues, practice new ways of communicating, and share your insights about your own lives. It is also a place where you can hear each other's pain, grieve your losses, and create a new vision together. All three legs are equally important. When one of the legs is missing, your stool does not stand. The stool represents a healthy marriage, a husband and wife emotionally and spiritually connected. Maintaining a strong and steady stool, a healthy relationship, requires making a commitment to all three essential components of healing. Control your husband's choices, and whether or not he will seek help for himself, you can make a decision to get started yourself, even if you are the first to take the step. You don't need to wait for your husband. Your desire to grow through this pain doesn't require that he will as well. Your marriage may not be saved or become what you would like it to be if he chooses not to participate, but you can make choices that support your own growth. I have seen women take first steps in many different ways. Sometimes a wife is fed up with sexual sin that will not stop, and she simply is driven to do something. Once she has made an appointment to get help, her husband then agrees to come along. Sometimes a woman comes alone for a long time, making many changes in her life. Her husband may begin to believe that asking for help can make a difference, and then he engages in the process too. At other times, a woman begins the recovery process by herself and is never joined by her husband. Ideally, both decide to seek help together and trust that God will somehow use this adversity for growth in their marriage. In any situation, your first step to find healing will pay off. You will be a richer person for having time to examine yourself. Doing something as unfamiliar as getting help for yourself can be very difficult. It can be even more difficult if you don't have a companion to join you. I want to assure you that any movement by either spouse has the potential to begin shifting the dynamics in your family system. your family is like a mobile. If you tug on any part of the mobile, all of the other parts will move as well. If you are feeling stuck or paralyzed by sexual betrayal, your choice to get help can also begin the healing process for those around you. Emotional and spiritual support, wise counsel, and safe community can be found in a number of places. You may wish to go to your pastor first. He or she will often refer you to a professional counselor who can see you one-on-one. Counselors are educated in many ways. There is no specific that guarantees the best kind of help, and not all professionals know how to lead couples through the pain of sexual infidelity. If you truly believe your marriage is worth fighting for, keep looking until you find help that works. Here are some questions you may want to ask anyone who may professionally help you, including your pastor. They are: have you worked with other couples dealing with sexual purity issues, sexual addiction? If so, how many? Do you typically advise them to stay together? Do you recommend individual counseling as well as couples counseling? Are you familiar with any of these authors who write about sexual purity? Dr. Mark Laser, Dr. Dave Carter, Dr. Patrick Carnes. Do you address family of origin issues? Do you endorse 12-step programs or support groups of any kind? Mark and I have seen many people who have lost hope in their marriage because the help they received was ineffective. For example, Melissa visited a Christian counselor with her husband to discuss for the first time his involvement with pornography and prostitutes. After questioning them primarily about their sexual life, he turned to her and told her that she simply needed to be more sexual with her husband. Nancy visited her pastor when her husband refused to get help. She was told that she must just have faith and pray more about their problem. If she had enough faith, God would change her husband. When Keisha and Damala went for their first counseling session, they were advised to start dating each other more often. The therapist's assessment was that they didn't get away from their children enough, and if they would simply concentrate on their relationship, they would feel connected again, and Damala would no longer feel the need to break his marriage vows. Ladies, if you receive counsel or direction that doesn't feel helpful or right, trust your intuition and keep looking for the right fit. An effective therapist or support group will give you hope and practical tools for meaningful change and deep healing. I not only participated in a therapist-led group for 18 months, I also found safe community in 12-step groups. Both experiences were invaluable to my process of growth, and I can't recommend group support highly enough. Here are some of the kinds of groups that you might find helpful. A therapy group. A therapy group is a group led by a professional therapist. Its agenda may be one of processing, meaning that the issues discussed are brought by the participants each week, or it may be more educational, involving lectures, book studies, or workbook lessons. Typically, the size of a therapist-led group is limited, and a fee is charged that is sometimes reimbursed by insurance companies. Then there are church support groups, which are usually led by a lay leader, someone who has dealt with similar issues but is farther down the road to healing. These groups often use some kind of materials or workbooks to guide them through their meetings. Generally, there is no fee or a nominal fee for participation, and often there is no limit to the number of group members. Then there's the 12-step group, which helps participants look at their feelings and behaviors. They are a source of rich community, people seeking to change and grow, all in the safety of anonymity. Your own group. The idea of starting your own group might be a scary thought, but many women have found their most meaningful support by gathering with just one or two other women to work through a specific book or curriculum. I recommend the workbook A Life, L-I-F-E, Guide Spouses Living in Freedom Every Day. So again, it's the A Life Guide, Spouses Living in Freedom Every Day. You could also choose a book to read together. Ask God to lead you to safe women who can be companions on your journey. I recently received an email from a woman I'd previously encouraged to find support. She writes, "I have learned so much about myself and why sexual betrayal has entered our lives. I have made some of the best friends I will ever have in my life. I now have others to encourage and to be encouraged by. I just wanted to thank you for encouraging me to begin my road to recovery." And so I do hope, as always, that this has been encouragement to your heart and your day. And so until next time, take care and be blessed.